and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. Of course, I was going to start the show with Worshipper. Congratulations to Worshipper for winning the Rock and Roll Rumble this year. That's Place Beyond the Light. All right. You're listening to The Dweezil Show every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WMFO. I was figuring out a way to get the show going after the Worshipper track, because I always play the winner, the Rumble winner, first on the show, you know, following the Rumble. But how to get going with the big news item, musically, that is. Words just largely escape me when it comes to that. But thank you to one particular artist who is coming right up. And some digging, I found a couple of tributes, covers, if you will. And I'm going to kick off the show with a couple of these. So enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
We'll be right back. a shadow and take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water.
WMFO. That was Andrea Gillis with the excellent single Hold Your Maker. And the preceding two tracks were my little Prince tribute. I first gave you Will Daly's recently released take on I Would Die For You. And a little nugget from the reissue of Volcano's Sons, The Bright Orange Years record. That was a live cover of 1999. Yeah, that was the big elephant in the room. It I don't know about you guys listening, but Prince was a major influence on me. I mean, maybe not in the most obvious way, but I always loved his creativity, and you never knew what was going to happen between album to album, and that was the best part. Anyway, I'm not going to go into a long spiel. I've been seeing that on Facebook. I don't have any big personal stories. So I'm just going to go on with the music. So there is a show coming up at Uncharted in Lowell coming up this Friday, April 29th. I hope you can make it because this one sounds like a good lineup. I'm just going to start.
Trying. everything to everyone.
This very move 1,000 times before. Draw your deepest breath, climb silently skyward, appearing suddenly above it all. The world beneath your parasol. Girl on a unicycle, death-defying bird on a wire, girl on a unicycle. With every revolution you inspire, girl on a unicycle. Concentration, balance, and a little bit of charm. Focused forward motion, no looking back, no looking down. Fools will always talk, but baby makes it look easy, and we keep watching the girl on a unicycle. A death-defying bird on a wire, girl on a unicycle. With every revolution you inspire, it's time to cross that bridge on your own. Lend your hand, girl on a unicycle. A death-defying bird on a wire, girl on a unicycle. Every revolution.
91.5 WMFO. That was Mystic Seahorse with Parade Rain. Before that was Commit Samantha with The Fallen and Gene Dante and the Future Starlets with Girl on a Unicycle. All three of those bands are playing at Koto in Salem, Mass. this Friday, April 29th. Doors are at 9. They're just calling it a great night of rock, and I can't help but agree. All right. I started the block off with a couple of bands playing at Uncharted, the gallery in Lowell. I played Arlen with their version of Animal that was recorded right here and on the Town with Mikey D back in February. And I started all off with Saturday, I Sold My Life Away from Jason Lane and Sunken Armada. Now they are playing with Rabbit Hole doing their debut show and the Quaker Cannons. And all of that is going to be at Uncharted Gallery in Lowell. All right, you are listening to The Dweezil Show. My name is Phil, bringing you Boston and New England music until 9 p.m. Got any suggestions, requests, concerns, maybe a Prince story? Give me a call at 617-627-3800, or you could chat it up on The Dweezil Show Facebook page. Would love to hear from you. All right, I'm going to start this block off with something a little fun. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.